With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A busy day for diplomacy in the Middle East. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is the latest U.S. official to show up at the joint mission there to try and safeguard the current ceasefire and try to make sure it extends into the future as well. He says one thing people need to understand is that Gaza is not entirely safe and it still needs a lot more humanitarian aid.
It involves bringing together all the nation states that are offering to provide personnel and resources. So structuring what that stabilization force will look like, lining up all the countries that are willing to provide either money or personnel or a combination of both.
Rubio, just the latest in a series of top U.S. officials to pay a visit to the Center for Civilian and Military Coordination. Some people will be getting federal help. Others are out of luck.
President Trump has approved major disaster declarations for Alaska, Nebraska, and North Dakota, while denying requests from Vermont, Illinois, and Maryland. The declarations allow FEMA to provide financial aid for repairing public infrastructure and, in some cases, helping survivors with repairs and temporary housing. Mr. Trump has approved more disaster declarations than denied this year, but has also suggested phasing out FEMA. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Flights have returned for Alaska Airlines after more than 200 of its planes were grounded for several hours yesterday. Here's correspondent Donna Warder with more details.
The airline says it expects some flight disruptions as it works to reposition aircraft and crews. The grounding affected Alaska Air and Horizon Air flights. Hawaiian Airlines, which was bought by Alaska Air Group last year, says its flights were operating as scheduled. Alaska Airlines is asking customers to check their flight status before heading to the airport.
That is correspondent Donna Warder reporting. More on these stories at srnnews.com. Wisconsin considers killing a tax provision.
The reason the state might get rid of the unemployment tax exemption is to prevent religious businesses from gaining access to it. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that states cannot block churches and ministries from accessing such programs if they allow secular businesses to use them. Now, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is calling for the elimination of the exemption for all state employers rather than let Christian and other faith-based businesses use it. Michael Harrington reporting.
Aid to the Church in Need is warning that Islamic terrorism is a growing threat to the safety of Christians all around the globe. In a new report, the religious freedom group says global jihadism has entered a distinct new phase of transnational evolution. Major organizations such as ISIS and Al-Qaeda, despite currently lacking clear central leadership, have continued to pursue their objectives. This is SRN News. Too much in the way of red ink, and that means some layoffs at Target.
A company spokesperson says about 1,000 employees are expected to receive layoff notices next week. Target plans to eliminate another 800 vacant jobs. The cuts represent about 8% of the company's global corporate workforce. Target says the layoffs will allow it to accelerate initiatives to rebuild its customer base. The retailer has lost ground in recent years to Walmart and Amazon. Target is reported flat or declining sales in 9 of the past 11 quarters. I'm Mike Hempen.
New poll shows many Americans are concerned about the rise in massive data centers. A new poll finds that as the U.S. rapidly builds those data centers for development of artificial intelligence, which uses a lot of energy, many Americans are concerned about the potential environmental impact, especially with the reliance on fossil fuels. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.